Before we get into everything, I wanted to thank all of you guys for your continued support. I'm not sure what has been going on with YouTube all week this week. Since March of this year, the channel has been on a roll. Every analytical metric has grown every month. Now, during that time, we've seen dips here and there, but nothing like I've seen this week. I thought it was only happening to me, but I've checked and looked into channels similar to mine, a lot of channels that are larger than mine. Their view counts are down just as much, if not more than mine in some cases. I don't know if there's been a tweak in the algorithm or if it's the end of the quarter and ad revenue's drying up. Maybe it's the beginning of fall, more people are outside enjoying the weather. I don't know. Could be a combination of all of those factors. Whatever the case may be, we're going to ride this decline until we catch another peak. This seems to happen a couple of times a year. If I remember correctly, this decline happened around the same time last year after the Olympics ended. Either way, I appreciate all of you for riding this wave with me and to continue to support the channel. Patreon link can be found in the description below. Link is always available in the channel description. You can also support the channel through Super Thanks, the button that's right under the like button that you guys always hit for me. Appreciate that too. Well, let's go ahead and get into this. Unless something drastic happens with Brittany Griner or some dude in the WNBA gets pregnant this all season, starts complaining about the lack of free abortion clinics, this is likely going to be the last time we talk about the dump in 2022. Now, I never say never. Something could happen. Someone could drop a golden turd in the dump, causing me to react to it. But more than likely, this will be our final analysis of the WNBA dump this year. And oh, we're going to go out with a bang. We're going to start with ratings for Game 4 of the Dump-a-thon. Then we'll pivot to the Parade of Poo from earlier this week, where Mark Davis nominated himself for Shitfuck of the Year. We're going to close the season the right way. I'm going to show you guys some highlights from this exciting season in the dump. Game 4 of the WNBA Finals. It aired 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on ESPN. Now, this was a potential closeout game. Vegas came in leading the series 2-1, with a win in Game 4 securing them the rights to utilize the gold-painted toilet the entire offseason in the dump. No more sharing the porta-potties, no more sitting atop the freshly dropped turds of other woke welfare recipients. The winners of this series, they are given the privilege of using a toilet that has the capability to flush. Now, if you look at leagues that go through multiple game series to crown a champion, the closeout game typically the most watched game of the series. Game 6, Game 7 in the NBA Finals or the World Series, usually most watched game of the series. Typically, casual fans are more interested when they know there's a possibility of a champion being crowned. Unfortunately for the WNBA, there is no such thing as a casual fan. You either enjoy watching masculine women pound the cucumber, or you spend that time completing more important tasks like clipping your toenails. The dump supposedly had all this momentum going into Game 4. It is the most watched postseason in years. America has fallen in love with women coated in back care. Who will come out victorious in this final round of competitive butt bongo? Find out Sunday live on ESPN. Last year, the WNBA Finals averaged 548,000 viewers, which is equivalent to the audience size of television shows that routinely get canceled. Now, you got to remember, some of those games last year, they were broadcast on ESPN2. Every game this year, it was on ABC or ESPN. The dump has been begging for exposure. This year, they finally got it. Going into Game 4, they were poised to celebrate their success. Games 1 through 3, they were averaging 594,000 viewers. That would be a 10% increase over last year. Celebrate good times, come on! It's a celebration. We have butt bongo going on right here. We're gonna pound that bongo through the new year. Tuesday morning, when ratings were released, Kathy Engelbert, she had to rush to flush the celebratory lemonade provided by Don Lemon. Only 396,000 sea donkeys bothered to watch the Las Vegas lesbians stake their claim to the gold-painted throne. Tanking! It tanked ratings for the rest of the WNBA Finals. Instead of a 10% increase, numbers were actually down compared to last season. Now, of course, the mainstream media, they're doing what they do best. Blame the NFL. The NFL stole our audience. We must address this problem of toxic masculinity. If you're WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, how fucking stupid can you be? You schedule game 4 of your turd-a-thon against the closing window of early NFL games, with your champion being crowned during the second half of the NFL late window. Now let's see here. Do I want to watch NFL Red Zone? Do I want to watch Cowboys Bengals? Or do I want to watch dudes pretending to play basketball struggle to lift the championship toilet seat? When the Las Vegas Lesbians won their rights to the Golden Throne, the excitement was so loud, you could hear a cat in heat outside the arena. Now, to be fair, Las Vegas closed out this series on the road. Just out of curiosity, I wanted to compare the reaction of the NBA Finals to the WNBA Finals. Back in June, the Warriors won the NBA Finals on the road in Boston. Now, in fairness to the dump, I went and found video from 5, maybe 10 minutes after the Warriors won. NBA arenas are double the size of your typical dump. Not to mention the fact the NBA actually sells out during the playoffs. The WNBA, they weren't able to sell out when they were practically giving away free tickets. I'm going to play these videos back to back. The first clip, it's the Warriors celebration in Boston with TD Garden damn near empty. Warriors fans were the only ones left in the arena. The second clip is the immediate reaction after the Las Vegas Lesbians won rights to the Golden Throne. I'm going to let you guys be the judge as to which reaction is louder. Roll the film. Did you hear all that excitement in Connecticut? They had an arena full of virgins and zombies, and oh, they could not contain their excitement. These people were so happy the WNBA season was finally ending so the dump can be shut down for flushing. Now let's go ahead and pivot to the championship parade in Vegas from earlier this week. Now this was nowhere near the disaster that parade was in Chicago last year. There were actually several thousand people in attendance to witness the annual flushing of the Vegas dump. Champagne was being sprayed, cucumbers were being shared, there was plenty of music for dancing courtesy of all the bongos being pounded. There really wasn't anything of interest about this celebration besides some of the commentary and your typical behavior of women pretending to be men. According to a recent study, 2% of American women smoke cigars. Historically, cigar smoking has been viewed as male behavior, or what they like to call toxic masculinity. But come on, guys! We're living in the era of women desperately wanting to be men. Kelsey Plum put her masculine behavior on full display. Watch for yourself.
Oh, oh. Number 10, Kelsey Plum!
I appreciate y'all. This is a long time coming, and I want to let you guys know that this is just the beginning. We just getting started. That's what I'm saying. We got a lot of bad bitches on this stage. Every time I step on the court, I'm gonna be a dog for every single one of y'all. And we're gonna do this every fucking year. Let's go!
Roof, 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 roof! I always thought women were more like cats and men were like dogs. But what the hell do I know? I'm not a shit fuck. What I would like to know is what Kelsey Plum means when she says, "We gonna do this every fucking year, yo. Ruff, ruff." This is only the beginning? Only the beginning? Beginning of what? Declining ratings? This is not the beginning. WNBA ratings have been shit for decades. I guess what Kelsey Plum is saying, next season the WNBA will continue their commitment to television networks. I'm not drawing an audience. Let's go ahead and get to Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders and owner of the Las Vegas Aces. In other words, Mark Davis is the proud owner of not one, but two dumps. He addressed the crowd the other night. Listen to what he said.
To the greatest fans in professional sports, Las Vegas, we are world champions.
What? What did you just say? Did you just say the greatest fans in professional sports? How could someone state so many inaccuracies only using five words? First of all, the WNBA, not a professional sport. If you want to be nice, you could call it semi-professional basketball. If you want to be honest, you would say this does not come close to even resembling basketball. Second, this dude owns an NFL team, and you want to claim fans of the local WNBA dump are better than fans of the Raiders? The Raiders have been an embarrassing dumpster fire the majority of my life. But even with that being the case, the Raiders have one of the most passionate fan bases in the league. Well, at least they did when they were in Oakland. I guess in a way, Mark Davis was trying to make a fair comparison. One team is a dumpster fire. The other team is literally a dump. Let's go ahead and close out the WNBA season by honoring these world-class athletes. I took a few minutes this morning to put together a few highlights from this past season. These legendary athletes, they never disappoint. These legendary athletes are something special. Now that stand-up comedy is considered a violation of the woke commandments, you cannot find this level of comedy anywhere else in entertainment. Now, I had to mute the sound for copyright reasons, but ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present to you examples of what the mainstream media calls professional basketball. Enjoy. Let me know what you think. Game 4 of the WNBA Finals. Biggest game of the season. Knocks the WNBA on its woke ass. Now, I know after the NFL regular season ends, especially after the Super Bowl, there's this period of light depression. We don't have football to fill our Sunday afternoons anymore. I know there are so many of you guys that are feeling depressed this week with the end of another WNBA season. Let me know your level of depression. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. See you guys on Monday.